Love.
Shy.
Dawn.
Fly.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening to all the Fly people. This is your girl, Shay Dawn, your host of Fly Conversations with Shay Dawn. It is a pleasure to be back again, you all. I have an awesome, awesome show ready for tonight, an awesome show. But before I get into that, let me just go ahead and let some people know actually what Fly stands for, because that's part of what the episode and the conversation about tonight is. So FLY stands for finally loving yourself. That is the definition of FLY. And it comes at loving yourself from a holistic standpoint. It's not just the point of loving yourself because you get your nails done or you keep your hair cut or because you do those type things and you have a self-care Saturday, but it's loving yourself from a holistic point, meaning mentally, physically, spiritually, and even having emotional intelligence all wrapped up in one thing in order to truly and absolutely love yourself holistically. So that's what FLY is about. So tonight's conversation, I have Dr. Uriah on the line with me, and he is coming in to give his views and his points of self-love, growth, and how self-love and growth, in fact, affect relationships. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my fabulous, fabulous guest tonight, Dr. Uriah. Dr. Uriah, say hello to the people.
Hello, and good evening.
Good evening. So, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I definitely appreciate it because this is a conversation that I see a lot of people want to have a conversation and want to talk about self-love, but generally when I look at it, it's coming from one side. It's just coming from one point, but it's not touching loving themselves as a whole. So if we're going to go ahead, we're going to just jump right in. For any of our listeners, if you are on the line, if you called in, keep in mind that you can press 1 to ask any questions or to join any part of the conversation that you choose. So having said that, let's get it started. So self-love. So I just explained to the audience what FLY stands for, finally loving yourself from a holistic standpoint. Give us some of your understanding and your breakthrough as far as what self-love is.
What I think self-love is, basically, and even what you just said in the beginning of when you introduced it, and you said self-love from a holistic standpoint, the thing is about self-love is because as a society, as a nation, we have been just indoctrinated with lies, with shallow mm-hmm. things, and so in order to truly love yourself, and one of the things is, too, is loving yourself, it goes far beyond natural. Because I think it's important for people to understand that, love is not natural anyway. It's not anything physical. It's not natural. Love is a spiritual thing. So it's impossible to say that you love yourself and really don't even know who you are.
Mm.
You know, beyond your physical appearance. You know, I hear a lot of people say things like, and I'm not criticizing or knocking any of it, but I hear a lot of people say things like, you know, they love their blackness or they love their size, you know, I love this, I love that. And those things are fine. It's okay to be upright with who you are, but you are temporarily black, temporarily big or temporarily built, or all of those things are temporal, because as time goes on, all of those things won't be around because you're not going to live forever. So when you're talking about loving yourself, you have to love yourself far beyond what you see in the mirror. You know, again, like I said, yeah, absolutely. You want to appreciate who you are and for your flaws and all. You want to appreciate all of those things, but I think it needs to go further than just that.
Okay, now you said something there. So Wait, okay, so you pretty much told us that loving yourself goes far beyond the natural, because love in itself is spiritual. So loving yourself has definitely have to be a spiritual thing. But you said it has to start with knowing yourself. Expound on that
absolutely.
A little bit.
When I say it starts with knowing yourself, see, a lot of people think, I know myself. Going back to the point that I made as far as a society where we are, there's a lot to contend with. There is a lot to contend with when you're talking about loving yourself. Because everything that you're shown on TV, on media, it's all about the outer appearance. It's all about having a certain status, you know. A lot of times, and that's why sometimes people struggle so hard in their lives, because things that we are programmed to see. When you see these things on TV, again, you see certain skin types, you see certain sizes. You have to be a size 2 in order to be beautiful. You know, your skin has to be light in order for you to be beautiful. You have to have a full head of hair, and this and that, and all kinds of things, you know, that people are constantly now fighting for now, you know, with the natural hair and, you know, beautiful melanin and all of those things like that, because it's a war basically against society that tells us what beauty should be. So you have to contend with all of that. You know, am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I handsome enough? Am I whatever? Am I built enough? And, you know, all of these things you have to contend with. So you have to get through all of that first. One of the things that I've learned about self-love, and one thing that I will not say that I've arrived at the point of just completely loving myself. I would never say
absolutely.
That. However,
absolutely.
I would say it is a journey.
That's a complete journey.
It's a journey, and it's a journey for all of us, because we're constantly discovering different things and new things about ourselves.
Absolutely.
But to go beyond this natural, the one thing that I've learned that has happened to me as far as on this journey, the number one thing that I learned about myself, and that you're going to be faced with when you're talking about learning to love yourself, is you're going to have to deal with the ugly part of you.
Yes.
That's the first thing you're going to have to deal with. You have to deal with the ugly part of you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say the ugly part of you, I'm not talking about, oh, because I drink, because I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm talking about the things to you that are okay, that you're okay with, that you have ways about you that, you know, that's just the way I am. You're going to have to deal with those ugly parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, and the thing is, you're going to have to learn that they are ugly parts of you.
Absolutely.
You know, when we talk about what's beautiful and what's ugly, like one of the things that I was taught and I learned is to not call people ugly physically, because ugly is an attribute. Ugly is not a look, it's an attribute. So there are some people that physically may be beautiful on the outside, inwardly they are ugly because of attributes. So in order for you to even get to the point to where you start to love yourself, you have to deal with that part of you.
Absolutely.
And you have to be honest.
That's key. And it's funny because I actually talked to a young girl not too long ago, and we were talking about, I was, you know, trying to talk to her about, you know, in order to love yourself, you're going to take some steps. It's not an overnight thing. And she says to me, she says, I took 2 years out to just focus on loving myself, so I'm good on that. And I looked at her and I said, 2 years is all it took you? I'm sorry. This is an everyday thing that I'm facing every single day. And like you said, facing those ugly parts of you, I actually, for me, refer to those as like the dark nights of my soul, because those are those times where I can't really see the light as to who I am on the other side of that, because I have to look at this dark part of me. I have to look at this part that's not so cute, that's not so, you know, oh, dainty, that's the ladylike that everybody wants to see. No, there are these parts of me that I had to stand, and I've actually put this in my book, I had to stand in the mirror and look at myself and apologize to me for. I had to cry like a baby, because I had to tell myself, you're not this. You can be, you know, bleep, bleep sometimes. You can be, you know, these things. I had to be honest with myself. No, you're not always right, and you carry this air. I had to tell myself the truth about me. Like you said, being honest. You have to be honest with yourself and be truthful with yourself. And it's weird because, and I often run into a lot of people that say, oh, I know me, I love me. But then at the end of the day, I listen to them and they'll refer to themselves as the black sheep of their family. Or I can't go around because I feel like I've done so much to bring shame or whatever have you. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, to me, that's a contradiction. You can't love yourself and still carry the weight of beating yourself up for this instead of just accepting that that's who you've been.
Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is, too, sometimes what people do is they confuse, because, and that's why I say love, you know, it's a spiritual thing. But a lot of times people confuse love with arrogance.
Mm.
They confuse love with being conceited. You know, there are such deep hurts within people, and it's really a defense mechanism. A lot of times what you see in a person is exactly the opposite of who they really are within. Because, you know, well, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I love me for me. You know, that kind of tangent that they roll off on. Meanwhile, inwardly, they really do concern themselves with what people think. But it's a defense mechanism. One thing about loving yourself, it's not about a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's not every day I wake up and I just, oh, yes, I just love myself. That is not what it's all about. To love yourself really is to know who you are. And, again, not know yourself after your flesh, because eventually there won't be any flesh, but there's a part in you that is eternal. And if I can just take it to spiritual real quick, one thing about it is this, just really quickly. When you read in the Bible, and the Bible says that the Father, that the Creator, he created man from dust of the earth. Now, when you think about dust, and if you actually define the word dust means, it means confusion, it means junk, it means something worthless, it's turmoil, it's a state of humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
So if he created man from the dust of the earth, that means that we, after the flesh, we're not really worth much of anything after the flesh. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it doesn't mean that we should not take care of ourselves and take care of the body that we have. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, though. Our stock should not be put in within our flesh, because there's a part of you. Your body is only housing something that's within.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the journey is about. That's why there is no way for you to say, well, I took 2 years to learn to love myself. No. You might have taken two years to look at a certain thing about yourself and be okay with it, and or learn to defend it. You might have taken 2 years to do that. But as far as to love yourself, that's a lifetime. That's not something that you can just say, I've arrived at, because as you being made from dust of the earth, there's always going to be a fight with the inner person of who you are and those things that's within your flesh. There's always going to be a fight, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. When you say, well, what is it then that I'm learning to love, is you have to learn and understand that you have a soul. And it's the soul that you want to learn to love. Because one of the things that I've learned is, well, what is it that makes up the soul of a man? It's his disposition, his behavior, you know, his attitude.
Those things
make up your soul, his character. Those are the things that make up your soul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much more to it, because, again, to love yourself is not just about always feeling good. That's not what love is. It's not about just feeling good and, you know, I'm just on top of the world and, you know, I got my money, I got my car, I got this, my career is good. All of these things are good, so, you know, I'm straight. That's not even what it is, because you'll find some people, some wealthy people, look how many wealthy people who have it all commit suicide. So it's letting you know that it's not about what you have materialistically. It's not about any of that. But people are seeking something inwardly that they cannot find. They cannot find. No matter how well they put themselves together, no matter how good they look on the outside, there is still something within that's lacking. And like I said, you know, You have to fight with all of the superficial things in this society about what, quote unquote, true beauty is, you know? So that's the thing about it. Like I said, it's not a journey that you just say I've arrived to, because it's always a fight. But I do think, though, that after you have learned and come to understand the ugly parts of yourself, or those things, or those flaws, or those things about yourself that are not so great, you know, you have to learn to accept those things. And when I say accept them, I don't mean take on this arrogant attitude, well, that's just the way that I am. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you being able to realize what's there. See it for what it is and understand what it is, and even seek to find out why it's there and understand that, look, you know, when you talk about your greatest enemy, that's the inner me. That's your greatest enemy. It's the inner part of you. You know, so it's about learning to understand who you are. It's not about trying to prove anything to anyone else, or trying to be something that gives somebody a representative of who you think that they want you to be. It's not about any of that. And it's about, as I heard a lot of people say, you know, standing in your truth, knowing your truth. Well, that's what it's going to take, because it's impossible. It is impossible for you to say that you love yourself and yet you live a lie. It's impossible.
That's true.
You cannot live a lie and say, I love myself. You can't, you know.
Now, that is
and when
truth.
You get to the point, and when you get to the point to where you say, well, you know what, listen, there's something about me that I don't really care for, but I understand why it's there. And that's the key point, is to understand why things are even there, you know, to understand who we are. So when you understand the difference between the inner you and the vessel that's housing the inner you, when you can learn to understand those two, then you can begin that journey of self-love.
Absolutely. And let me just say this before I finish my thought. Callers, we do have some callers online. If you have anything you want to say, if you have any questions, you can press 1 and it'll alert me so that you would like to say something. But everything you said is the absolute truth. And it's what I've encountered, I'll say, in my journey of growing to love myself and still growing, is that there are those moments, though, that you're going to want to steal away. There are moments that you're going to want to be by yourself. And it's crazy, though, because to the outside world, to everybody else that doesn't necessarily understand that, they are easily, you know, under the impression that, oh, well, she's trying to be better than everybody, or, you know, now she doesn't want to talk to anybody. She doesn't want to deal with anybody. And it's hard to explain to people that it's not that. It's just sometimes I have to get by myself, because, like you said, though, there's that other part of me that at any given moment, sometimes, let's be honest, it wants to cut up. And I need to, emotional intelligence needs to kick in and say, okay, why are you feeling like this? What's causing that? You know, you have to actually dig deep in this. And, you know, where is this thought process stemming from? Is there something that happened to you, you know, back when you were little, or this or that, that's causing you now to want to react to this situation in that manner? So it takes a lot of alone time. It does it because, you know, as long as you're around a lot of people, sometimes you're not going to go as deep as you need to go to get to the root of some things. And and like I said, I think the biggest part, honestly, for me was being, oh, she thinks she's better than us now. She thinks she's better than people. Now, have you encountered that, or like, you know, what advice would you give me to deal with that? Because it's not that it stops me from doing what I have to do. It's just that I wish there was a better way that I could explain it to them, that that's not what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing I would say about that is that to some people, there really is no way to explain it. You know, with everything that we do, with this journey that we are on, everybody will not understand. They were never meant to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but from our standpoint, the thing that we can do is try to use as much wisdom as we can when dealing with people, you know, when talking to them, you know, when you're encountering people, whether you're out and about, whether you're at work or whether you're around family or whatever it is. You said there are moments where you just kind of have to just steal away within yourself, you know. And for some people, they may understand and others never will. And again, like I said, it was never meant for everybody to understand. And the one thing, too, that I want to say is that people have to understand, or we have to understand, that loving yourself is not the absence of everything within you that you would call bad. It's not the absence of it, but or the absence of flaws. Let me just use that word, flaws. It's not the absence of flaws, but it is understanding what is there and being able to have something to counteract that. Because even like the scientists will tell you, there's a thing, and they term it, they call it ants, okay? Mm-hmm. And they call it automatic negative thoughts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have them. We all have, you know, we can all remember at least one time that we came into a room or just in general or stepped into a room or stepped into whatever, and something just popped in your head. Look how they're looking at you. They're talking about you. They're talking about you. You are probably the furthest thing from their mind. But those automatic negative thoughts will just throw up, and they call it, they say automatic. Why? Because it just happens. They're not your thoughts. And you're like, where in the world did that come from? My mind wasn't even on that. What's going on? They call them ants, automatic negative thoughts. So that's the thing. So so self love is not about the absence of flaws. It's not the absence of negativity or anything like that. But what it is being able to see it for what it is, being able to understand why it is the way that it is, and being able to fight it, I guess you would say. Like you just explained, you know, there's some days that you just may not be feeling yourself or but you have to know how to be able to pull yourself back and restrain yourself and like, okay, this is not what we're going to do.
Right.
You have to be able to put your own self in check. And that's the whole point of it. It's not about, you know, there's no negativity in me. That's a lie. Last one of us on the face of this earth, we all are battling something. Every last one of us. There is no one that is dwelling in a physical body, present tense, that is alive, that have the breath of life in them, that is not battling something, even within their own heart and mind right now. Everybody's battling something. But the difference is many people don't know what to do with it. Many people don't even know why it's there. What is this? Why is it here? Why do I feel like this? That's where you get depression from and all of these different things, because people don't understand. They don't have any answers. And that's the thing, is being able to understand why this is here. You know, one of the things I said before is people need to know there's a difference between, you know, something that plagues you and who you are. Though there may be something that plagues me, that's not who I am. In other words, what I'm saying is this. Let's just use one example. Let's say I have hypertension. Now, I may have hypertension, but I am not hypertension. I may be plagued by it, but that's not who I am.
Right.
And that's the thing that we have to understand and be able to separate the two and be able to know the difference is that, listen, though there's something that plagues me, why? Because going back to what I said earlier, that we were made from the dust of the earth. And in dust, now you just take dust from a natural standpoint. When you're cleaning your house, what is the number one thing you're trying to get rid of? I'm trying to get rid of dust.
Mm-hmm.
There is no use for dust. You have no, you can't plant anything. Listen, he didn't even create us from dirt. Because even with dirt and soil, something can grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But with dust, there is no good thing in dust at all. There is nothing you can really do with dust, just even in your own house. That's what I'm saying when I say, why are these problems here? Because you need to understand that your flesh, your body, your physical body is not the reality of anything. It's your body is only housing what's eternal within you. That's it. It's just a house. It's just a shell. You know, and that's why when people die, you know, you hear them say ashes to ashes, dust to dust, this, that, and the other. We go back to the dust from whence we came. because right. it's really not about your physical body. And that's where a lot of people, even when you're talking about self-love and growth, they can't get past that because we are indoctrinated so much with such shallow, superficial and artificial and fake and lies and all kinds of stuff. We're surrounded by that so much that we mm-hmm. can't see anything past that. And I'm about to touch on a nerve, and I know some people will not agree with me, but okay. if you can prove me wrong, then I'm okay with that. Even a lot of times, and I'm not bashing anyone, I'm just telling you the truth. Even mm-hmm. a lot of times in these churches, you can't get people to grow simply because the only thing that they have to offer is something physical, something natural. Mm. I see a house. I see a car. I see money.
Wow.
I see money, 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 money. Yes, we all know that you got to have these things to make it. But you have to seek something greater than that because all of it, every last bit of it, is going to fail you.
Absolutely.
Your car is going to fail you. Your house is going to get old, it's going to decay. Your money is going to run out. And even if it, you got it as long as you're around, when you leave this earth plane, you can't take any of it with you.
This is true.
So you have to invest in the right things. Again, it's not to say that you cannot obtain some things while you're here. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's got to be something more than that. And that's
Absolutely.
Where a lot of times you find people in so much trouble and in so much turmoil because they really don't understand who their adversary is. They really don't.
Mm.
And they see it as something exterior of them, and it never has been. The
it's
only
always
thing
been
that you're
within.
Looking at
mm-hmm.
has always been within. The only
always.
Thing that you, when you see these things going outside of you, it's only showing you a manifestation of what's
Absolutely.
Really going on within mankind. That's all you're looking at.
Absolutely.
That's all you're looking at. You're
Absolutely.
Just
now let me
a manifestation.
No, you're fine. Now let me. I just because I want to ask this,
mm-hmm.
because I've had this conversation a couple of other times, and I'm a firm believer in. First of all, I think everyone needs to be going through a self-love journey because, like you said, that's getting to the real you, not this mask that we put on every day to show people, but getting to who you really are. And to me, that's how you understand whatever your purpose is on this planet. That's where
Right.
you really get to the root of understanding I'm here for this purpose and this purpose alone.
Right.
Do you feel that at any point that the lack of self-love within yourself can affect your children?
I think absolutely. I think the lack of self-love and the lack of knowledge of knowing who you are affects everything.
Mm.
It affects everything because if you don't have self-love, you can't give someone what you don't have.
Amen.
If my account is negative $40, I can't give you, let you borrow $20. I can't give you $20 because I don't have it.
Right.
So, you know, if I lack self-love, then no, I can't give that to my children because I don't possess it. I don't have it to give. I can't give you something I don't have. And it can still turn out okay. You know, they can
right.
still turn out okay. It doesn't mean, you know, oh, they're going to be this, they're going to be that. No, they can still turn out okay. But certain things I cannot give them, you know. And even on this journey that we're talking about self-love, some things that where they may not have had to deal with, if I was able to instill that within them, then
mm-hmm.
they may have to deal with certain things later on in life. And what that'll do, that'll affect relationships that they'll have. And it's
mm.
a cycle that keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going because nobody really knows what self-love really is.
Right.
People don't really know what that is. They think that it's just about how much stuff you get. And it's not
mm-hmm.
about the stuff you get. It's about what's within you and the reality of who you are. That's
Absolutely.
What it's about. And when you know who you are, see, one thing about knowing who you are is certain things, And you'll be able to see the growth because
mm-hmm.
once upon a time where this would have affected me or somebody said this negative thing about me, now, see, and this is the difference between the journey of knowing yourself and loving yourself and, again, the arrogance. There's a line between loving yourself and arrogance. Arrogance will say this. Okay, let's once upon a time somebody said this negative thing about me, and I got upset and I got angry and I got offended over it. Okay, but some years later, now that same issue comes up. Here's what arrogance says. Well, it doesn't matter to me because you ain't this and you ain't that. I'm not even gonna be upset about it. Da, 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 you know, and I let it go. That's the arrogant part of it. But when you talk about self-love is not just even about you. It's even being able to understand why other people are the way they are. So
absolutely.
When you say something negative about me, you know, I don't even have to be upset about it. If anything, I can feel more hurt for you because I understand where you are.
Right.
With your journey. I understand that you haven't gotten to a point to where you even care enough about yourself, to where you don't even love yourself enough. And I can have empathy for you, you know, later for me. Because, you know, I'm coming to know myself. I'm coming to know who I am, you know. And even if somebody point out a flaw to me, I'm okay with that. Because most of the time, if you actually are listening within, when somebody may point a flaw out to you, you already know.
Absolutely.
And a lot of time, you know, and we try to act like, you know, they said something that we don't know. But if you be honest with yourself and tell the truth and be truthful with yourself, and that's one of the things too. Truth down here now is such a precious commodity. It is a rarity.
It is.
And I know it sounds weird and it sounds funny, but it really is. The truth, it is a rarity. If you can find someone in your life, if the Father ever blesses you to have someone in your life that will tell you the truth, thankful and hold on to them, whether it be a partner, whether it be a friend, whether it be your sister, your brother, your mother, it does not matter who it is. If there's someone in your life that will tell you the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly about you, you be thankful for that. You be thankful for that. And because, see, one thing you have to understand, too, is that where a person is coming from. Like, what is a person's intentions when they're telling you something? If you know that there's somebody in your life, and you genuinely know that this person cares about you, that they love you, and they really want to see the best for you, and they tell you some ugly things about yourself, what are you upset about? You know their intentions are not to hurt you.
Right.
And that's the thing. And that's what because we get so caught up in our own pride. You know, our little feelings are hurt. Our pride is hurt. Well, all that's got to go. You know, all that's
absolutely.
Got to go, and I want to say it like I want to say it, but so you know
well,
what you're feeling.
Say it.
Because it's not about your feelings. Because, again, love is not a feeling. And that's the reason why so many people have ended up in so much trouble, because they thought love was a feeling. They got it confused between lust and love, and they didn't understand the difference. They didn't understand the difference when those dopamines were flying off in their brain and they were just on cloud nine with somebody that they met. They thought it was love and it was just lust. And once the dopamine stopped firing off and once their high came down, then you got to now sit here and look at what it is that you slept with. And when you're looking at this thing now, not on a high, you trying to figure out what in the world did I do? Because you confuse love and lust. And those are two totally different things. So that's what I'm saying. Love is not a feeling. It's not about how you feeling. How you feeling that day. Love just is.
It just is.
And that to me,
I think that
is just so phenomenal and beautiful. It just is. In other words, when I say love just is, that means it's not about skin color. It's not about complexion. It's not about gender. It's not about any of those things. Love supersedes all of that. Because you're black, because you're white, you're Hispanic, you're this, you're black, you're poor, you're rich, you're whatever. Love has nothing to do with any of that. That's just crap that we deal with after the flesh, things that we see from a natural standpoint. That's natural physical mess. But again, love is spiritual. So when it comes to love just is.
It just is. I absolutely love that. Love just is. It just is, and it's funny though. It's funny, but it's not funny because it's a lot of the things that conversations I've actually been having throughout the week, and even in since you know part of the conversation tonight is about relationships, and you kind of stepped into that a little bit. Even it's one of the biggest things that I've actually learned this past day or two, and I was sharing, like I said, with a coworker. in that growth of self-love, it even causes you to take a step back and not even concern yourself with what this person did in the relationship or in the friendship or whatever that I felt some kind of way about. But now I have to take a step back and evaluate me in the whole situation. And even in evaluating you in the whole situation, like I found myself sitting down actually and writing out my last two relationships, writing out the similarities of the two. And when I tell you, it almost brought me to tears to actually look at this list. And when I say they were almost the same man, just in different bodies. Mm-hmm. And then what that then did to me was that then shed a light on me. Because, again, understanding to me that self-love, you have to understand that when dealing with people, they are a mirror reflection of you. So exactly. Even that thing that you can't seem to like, that you can't seem to deal with in them, it's only because it's a part of something in you that you don't want to deal with. So you can't stand it in them. So exactly. When I had to look at these men and say, oh my God, they're almost the same man in different bodies and small differences, but for the most part, the list of similarities is like blowing my mind. It says, okay, what's that say about me? It's not even about mm-hmm. them, because see, now I understand again that, like you said, it's not a feeling, or anything that's external. This is all internal. So in right. that, what lesson was I supposed to learn from them? Because mm-hmm. again, for me in self love and relationships, I totally believe that people come into your life for a reason. Therefore, and if they're not there for a lifetime, there's a lesson you have to learn. And if you don't learn the lesson the first time, you're going to repeat it with somebody else the exact same way.
Exactly.
And I realize, you know, that's what happened. So even in relationships, you have to take accountability for mm-hmm. for your, you know, for your part of it. And I think yeah. in when you in self-love, it doesn't even allow you the option to be with, oh my God, woe is me, nobody loves me. You might be able to get that for about an hour.
Right.
But after that, it's going to snap back and say, well, wait a minute, no, because you're not the innocent party here. You're not innocent in this. You have to, you know, take a step and understand, okay,
right.
Love just is, and here it is. It just is. It's not a feeling, so it has nothing to do with your feelings. Get out your feelings, because that's where you just slipped all off into, with your woe is me.
Yep.
Come on out of that, and let's see what the lesson is. Let's open up this whole picture
right.
so you can see where you need to grow, where you need to develop, what's lacking in you that you haven't gotten
right.
yet.
Yeah. And see, you know, the thing is, too, is a lot of times we don't give ourselves the time to learn these lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, because it's not about, you know, you can become aware of anything. You know, you can become aware of, you know, I find myself dealing with this type of man. I find myself dealing with this certain type of woman. You know, I find myself always dealing with these certain type of people. And you can become aware of that. And like you just said, you know, I had to understand that the common denominator was me. You know, it was
mm-hmm.
me. You know, so even though we learn these lessons and we become aware of it, but sometimes we still don't give ourselves time to actually learn it. See, understand something. There's a difference between you becoming aware of something and you knowing something. Because when you know something, it's in you. It's in you.
Right.
It become realized within you.
Right.
See, it's not a thing of – and see, things, even on this journey, like one thing you have to acknowledge, and that's one of the number one things that we all have to acknowledge on this journey of this self-love that we're talking about, you have to acknowledge that you cannot do this on your own. You
That's
cannot
true.
Do this by yourself. And I'm not talking about you need the help from your auntie and your mom and your dad. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you need divine help. But
Absolutely.
You can't do this on your own. We cannot do this on our own. So we have to give ourselves time to learn these things instead of jumping from one relationship to the next. Okay, yeah, so I learned this one from this one. Okay, so now moving on. I learned it from now. But we need to learn to give ourselves time to actually have those lessons realized within us. You don't know what you know until you are tested.
Mm.
And the great point of what you were saying, when you're talking about failing a test, you're going to have to repeat it again. You know, I told somebody once before, I said, listen, if I'm taking a final exam, I would, and I fail my final exam, anybody who saw me would think that I was completely off or retarded or something if I failed the test and I got angry with the pen and paper. That alone in itself doesn't even make sense. To be upset That's with the pen and the paper, that doesn't even make sense. Like, who does that? Like, what are you talking about? Pen and the paper, those are only the means by which you are tested. But what you're being tested on is that is within you. And it's the same thing with people. People, anything exterior of us, the people that are around us, they are only the means by which we are tested. You are being tested on what's within you. You are not being tested on anybody else's integrity. You are not being tested on anybody else's ability to be faithful, anybody else's ability to treat you right. And that's not what you are being tested on. You are being tested on that is within you. The lessons that you say that you know, the things that you say, I've learned, so it's got to be tested. For everything that you say you've learned, you must be tested on it, everything. And sometimes we don't give ourselves time to even wait. Like you take a test, okay, and you finish with the test, but now what you have to do, you have to wait for the teacher to give you the grade and tell you what you got on it, to tell you what you got on it. But we done took the test, so we think, and we don't even wait for the teacher who should be within us, but we don't even wait for him to grade us. And let us know how we did before we move, because I got it learned. I took the test, and I went through the test, so now I'm all good. So I'm jumping to another relationship. And then you find yourself repeating the same thing. Why? Because you didn't sit still long enough to listen. And the answers and the things that were going on within you, you didn't wait for an answer and wait to see if those things were even realized in you. The one way that you'll know something is realized in you, because the beauty of it, the beauty about learning these things is because it's not something you have to force. It's not something that you'll have to, I'll use that as an example. Let's just say a guy comes to you, and every time he came to you, he used the same line. You fall for it every time. But once you've got this lesson learned, and I mean you know it, you won't have to sit there and say, I'm not falling for it this time. I'm not falling for it this time. You know, it's like you got to convince yourself, I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to fall for it. You don't have to do that. The one thing about the inner part of you, once it's learned, once you begin to grow and once that self-love starts to develop within you, when they come to you with that same line, it just don't even sound the same anymore. Mm-mm. It's not even something that you have to even do. It's just like the whole thing is different. It's just different, and you're thinking, what's going on? The guy's not different. The test is not different. It's just your understanding now is different. So you don't have to even force yourself to say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. You won't have to force it. It'll just be. That's the thing I'm saying. When I say love just is, when you're dealing with love that just is, whatever's realized in you, it's just going to be. That's the beautiful thing about it. We don't know how to separate our feelings, our emotions, because we think that the true inner part of us is tied to all of those things. We think that love and growth and all of those things, wisdom and knowledge, we think those things are tied to us. They're tied to our emotions. They're tied to how we feel from one day to the next. We think it's no, baby. These attributes, like I said, they just are, and they always ever will be. We have to catch up to that reality. That's not something they don't have to catch up to us. We have to catch up to that reality. And when we do catch up to that reality, then everything in our life, it'll just be. So you just won't even tolerate it. You just won't even tolerate it. Certain times you hold out for certain conversations, you're holding out for change, and you're waiting for them to change, and you've been going through for so long waiting for them to change. Well, maybe. And then once you begin to grow, and that self-love will just tell you, it is, see it for what it is. A leopard is not going to change its spot. See it for what it is. That's just not working for me. And that's the point you got to get to. You know, it'll get to the point, that's not working for me. I'm not upset about it. I'm not angry about it, but now I know that's not working for me. And that's when you start to mature in your life.
Wow.
Everybody rambled too much.
No, because I got some good notes here, some very good notes here. So listen, we down to like the last, I'm gonna say 14 minutes here. If you could just, if there was something you would really just want to leave the people with, and because I mean we said self love, growth, and relationships, and the conversation we actually just touched on all of that. We touched on every aspect. But if there was something that you could just leave the people with that you would want them to carry for the rest of the week into next week or to just constantly let it ring out in their mind and their spirit, what would that thing be? What would you leave them with?
I would say be honest with yourself, period. It's not about a whole lot of faking and flossing in front of other people. Be honest with yourself, down to the dirty dirties of you. Be honest with you. And you know, and not even just that. And then once you be honest and accept those things that you see that you don't like, ask for help. That's the thing. Ask for help.
Absolutely.
And that's it. You know, back away. And this is what I would say. And I know somebody won't agree with that one. But back away from some of these relationships and seeking and seeking and looking and looking and looking and looking. Yes, we all want someone to be with. Back away from that. Change your mind. Back away from that. Stop trying to get yourself ready or get yourself prepared for a relationship. And just be prepared for just loving you.
Yes.
Everything else can be added to it.
Absolutely.
But if you prepare yourself to be content and to love yourself and to be honest with you, and if there is something in you that is speaking truth to you, listen to it, no matter how ugly it might be to you, no matter how much it may hurt your feelings, no matter how harsh it might seem to you, and be honest, because that's the only way you're going to grow. No good is coming without a sacrifice, period. And the sacrifice is going to be you. So
wow.
If you want good to come forth in you, then you're going to have to sacrifice your nasty ways, your thoughts, your arrogant attitude, your conceit, your, well, that's just the way I am. You're going to have to sacrifice all that crap, period. And that's just it. You just got to be honest with yourself.
Wow.
Because if you're honest with yourself, when you become honest with yourself, and again, I don't mean arrogant, but when you become honest, truthfully honest with yourself, you'll never have to lie to another person again about anything.
I know that's right. You don't even feel a point to lie at any for any reason. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, the last point he left, be honest with yourself. And keep in mind that no good can come without a sacrifice. And guess what? That sacrifice is going to be you. And not saying you're going to have to kill yourself, but you will have to kill yourself. You're going to have to kill the self that you've built up to let people believe that this is who you are so that the real you can step forward. The real you needs to step forward. And I just say this last little piece, add on to that. Most of who you believe you are right now is who someone told you you should be. Or who they told you you are not. So you fashioned yourself around that. But until you sacrifice yourself and be honest with yourself, you will never know what it is to get to the freedom of being who you were intended to be your whole life before you were changed by other people's outlook and other people's opinion of you. So thank you so much, Dr. Uriah, for joining me. I totally, totally appreciate it. You gave me a lot to think about. Hopefully you gave our audience a lot to think about, a lot to reflect on and within themselves so that we can all start a self-love journey. If you haven't started one, please start one. I would recommend highly that you start a self-love journey because, honestly, there's nothing like it. It hurts. I won't lie and say it doesn't hurt, but you agree, Dr. Uriah? This thing hurts.
Absolutely.
It is like one of the most uncomfortable things. And I'm not going to say one. It is the most uncomfortable thing because you realize that everything else that's uncomfortable is a part of that to shape you where you need to get to. So it's the most uncomfortable thing ever. But when you get to the other side of that particular obstacle, There's no feeling like it in the world. There's no freedom. There's no relief like it in the world once you've accomplished whatever uncomfortableness it was at that moment. So I definitely highly recommend that you definitely start a self-love journey of your own. Again, keep in mind, FLY stands for finally loving yourself. So you can always look for FLY at any point. You can follow us on our Facebook page, FLY Conversations with Shay Dawn. You can also just look for FLY Finally Loving Yourself, a personal private group that I have as well. You can also follow me on regular Facebook at Shannon Shay Dawn Ward on Facebook. If you have any questions or anything that you'd like to get in contact with Dr. Uriah, you can always inbox me. You can email me at shaydawnbooking @gmail.com, and I will get the information to him to get to you. And I'm sure some people say, well, he should have some stuff. Maybe he should. However, when you are on your own journey and you're secluded and you kind of want to stay that way, you don't want all that access to you, and I don't blame them. So having said that, again, I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. Dr. Uriah, we will definitely have to have you back again, sir, definitely, because, you know, you've expounded very well here tonight. We've got a lot from it, and we appreciate you. So salute to you, sir. Until,
and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And until next time, y'all, love, love, love yourself to life and mean it. Don't just say it. You love you, but love yourself and mean it. I love you all to life, and I mean that. Until next time, y'all be good. Take it easy.
Riveting.
Love.
Forgiveness.
Shy.
Dawn.